Today's date is August 13th, 2009.
My name is Wilma Mankiller. I'm 63. My date of birth is November 18th, 1945.
And where are we recording this?
We're recording it at the Cherokee Nation headquarters in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Tell us where you were born.
I was born at Hastings Indian Hospital in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
In 1945.
Right.
You were raised at Mankiller Flats.
Right.
Tell us about Mankiller Flats.
I'll tell you about how it was when I was a child and how it is now. Mankiller Flats, where I lived until we were about 10, is in rural Adair County. It is about 20 miles from Tahlequah, about 15 miles from Stillwell. When I was a kid, there was no paved road near our house, no electricity, no indoor plumbing. So our world as children was pretty insulated and pretty isolated. We walked to school, to Rocky Mountain School, which is about maybe a two-mile walk, and home every day. We farmed some things. Most things for our own consumption, many things for our own consumption, and a few things to trade or sell to people. We have a natural spring on our property, which served as the place where we got our drinking water. And we shared that spring with bobcats and mountain lions and wild pigs and other animals that would come through there. There were crawdads in it, though it was a freezing cold spring. So I lived there until I was 11 and then left to go to California and then came back in 1976, and I've been there. So I've been there most of my life.
This land, Mankiller Flats, it was allotted to your grandfather.
It was allotted to my grandfather, right.
Allotted. How did that come about?
There were a whole series of federal policies and laws that the end result of which was Cherokee land that had been held in common by Cherokee people was allotted out in individual parcels, individual allotments of 160 acres per family. And my grandfather, John Mankiller, received 160 acres on the property where we now live, and we still live there. We have 100 acres of it.